evil nature of Satan, fulfilled in the dark ages, when he murdered and ravaged in the earth, using the false church and warlike man. He bathed the world in blood. Was fulfilled. God sent an angel, locked him in hell, to give man a chance to turn to Jesus, forsake their way, turn to God's own Son. Alas, the false church and religious man begin to choose Satan's way of good. They learned knowledge of good and evil and became good in their own work, calling themselves preachers of Christ. They went all over the earth, defiling the earth, preaching against evil, making man good in Satan's plan. They promoted Satan's good plan, calling themselves preachers of God. Great swelling words that captured the whole earth, using the Bible, God's book of life. They perverted it to their own way. Theologies of what's good, what's evil. They desecrated his holy book of life. Built great idols of religious education, saying, look how good we are. Till now, iniquity has come to its fullest, and the world is under the wrath of God. John prophesied it all in the book of Revelation, the little book in the angel's hand. He took it and ate it. In his mouth it was sweet, but in his belly bitter with death. So it is now with religious preaching of good and evil for you. It sounds good till you try to live it. No power in life does it produce. How can Satan deceive and corrupt the human race? The answer is simple. Man is condemned already, so demand them more. makes him feel guilty. Makes him feel guilty and condemns him more, and offers him a false salvation plan. Now God hath declared his day of vengeance to rid the earth of religion, to salvage the obedient, burn up the wicked, and deliver the earth to his son. Satan's salvation plan makes you feel relieved, less guilty for a while. But quickly you find or do something wrong, then all over guilt and condemned again. Has a plan of truth. Call upon me and be saved. I'll wash you with my blood, set you free. Bathe in the blood, frees you from guilt. He that believeth is not condemned. Said our Lord Jesus Christ, believe in not, you're condemned already. My blood is the only way of life. To rid the earth of religion, to salvage the obedient, burn up the wicked, and deliver the earth to his son. With no power, saying how good I am, despising others that believe not like you, is Satan's good plan. Listen to me and know the secret. Secret lies in the blood of Christ. Cleanses you, brings forth his power, lets him live through your life. the fire of God is an awful thing. Standing upon the earth, his angel fire poised and ready to rid the earth of the wicked. In the darkness of night, I set my angels around him. Sleeping dogs, they know not I'm there. At the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them. They burn all day for all to see. In man's religious way, but be thy good in Christ, by the power of the Spirit and love that abhors evil, move thou through his life. But the Spirit's the same. You're led by the Spirit of life. So look on to the Spirit of life. For in this we are all one.
Around your chin.
before me. Everybody look now. tradition be sung all over the land, and the word shall deliver my people and bring forth my life according to my plan, and deliver them among Satan's people. Jubilee. Then he left off the next part of God's plan
He didn't say, declare the vengeance, day of the vengeance of the Lord, for he knew that came at the changing of the age. But you're living in a day when vengeance of God is declared upon mankind. A frightful time for the world and the wicked, but a glorious time for the obedient. As you've well seen, power of God revealed in such a way that no demon can stand before it. Just in the flick of a breath, out they go. Doesn't take a lot of rattling, just a whoop, out they go. When he declared vengeance upon Satan that has polluted his people, and upon the wicked of man that has caused that pollution, oh, they both go down in fire. They either repent, this is all she wrote. Suffering, it seemed like, well, maybe he lied, but he never lies. And for you that have watched and seen, you've seen enough signs and wonders to know that he's not playing. The day of vengeance of God is upon you. He requires your life at his hands. You have a choice. You can give your life to Jesus, or you'll take your life by his fire. shall do it quickly. My long suffering has come to an end. I've gathered my angels all around you, and I'm ready to strike the world with my fire. Salvation, you'll receive him now or never. Oh, you better listen at it too. Apostle Paul, and when he got through speaking that before and after, he said, I know, I'm a man, my ministry is born out of due season. He said, I'm not for this age. He said, I'm for the age of the changing of the age. But he said, I have to plant this ministry now in order that the long suffering of God can be delivered from humanity through my words. He said, I plant it now 2,000 years before it happens, so that no one can say when that day of vengeance comes that God hadn't been long suffering enough. He said, I'm sent to long suffering to plant this ministry now and let all of my words go all over the world, so that no one can accuse my Father when it comes time for his vengeance to come. That's exactly what he meant. Oh, said, I'm born out of due age, but said, I come for planning. Listen to it. I have spoken and said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus as Lord in heaven, in earth, or in hell, in torment, you confess. Oh, oh, oh. I ain't talking about Jesus as Lord. He's not talking about just getting saved and running your own way. The day of vengeance, Jesus must become Lord of your life, controller of your life, or you're going to be counted with the wicked out in outer darkness. I'm not kidding you. You'll be one saved, so as by fire. Did you know there'll be many that are saved, so as by fire? They are the ones that Jesus is not Lord of their life, and he's calling on you today to give you an opportunity to let him become your Lord. Bow your knee to him, your tongue to him, your life to him, and move into the place of safety that he provided for you. But you're living in a day of the vengeance of the Lord, and hear it again. I have spoken and said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus says, Lord, in heaven, in earth, or in hell and torment, you confess. Oh, 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 oh. Up until now, God's people have been scattered all over the face of the earth. Some of them running after their own ways. Some of them following others around. You listen to me, Gus. Following others around. Making idols out of other people. Following false prophets. Following their own way. Making idols out of their own way. Keeping the pet doctrines of their religion, of the traditions of their fathers. Which were doctrines of Satan. Putting them in their mind and holding them up there and worshiping them like images, worshiping the feelings of their flesh, their own ideas, worshiping the ways of the world, but God had called and I said, that's true. That Jesus is going to take control of your life or else. Oh. One plan of salvation, and it doesn't involve any man. It's the living person of my son Jesus that I placed him Lord of your life. Comes the fullness of his plan, spoken of all the way through the prophets, confirmed over in the book of Revelation, confirmed through the mouth of Jesus, that there's one standing here named John, shall not taste death until he reveal my fullness, the end. And there he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. Here it is. Ready for it, or do you want to put it off? My dear Jerusalem, I have sent down for you to enter in and be cleansed by my blood, receive my salvation. The gates are now open to you. Yeah. all wickedness, Satan and his demons in the lake of fire and of hell. So you may choose the way you want it to be. Shall it be my wrath or my love? I invite you now to come or reject. Choose ye this day who you serve. Oh, oh. Through the gates in my new Jerusalem, sent down from heaven, the three gates to enter in, the gates to my fullness, my heavenly life, all are given you by grace through faith. One gate is a pit of fire burning in my bowels, and the bowels of your Father, who's one with me, reserved for Satan and your old Adam man. Gate number one, pit of fire. Before we ever sent New Jerusalem down during the convention, Lord had me to move into the heavens and receive those gates and begin to bring them down. You remember? When we begin to enter in, you remember what began to happen? All at once, mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost, blood and fire. You remember? You couldn't stand. You remember? Confirming his way. The next gate is a scene in my memory. be a one. Where you cast your memory of your old past life, all things that condemn the sea of forgetfulness, we give you in love to free you in your new life. You receive now my grace through faith, confessing hath been forgotten.
Shining and
shining like the sun. And in your bowel. And in the bowel of my father. In a pit of fire. Where I now come in faith. And place all my old nature. And all my sin. And all working of Satan. And I confess they have been destroyed. I feel the blood. Before them a pit of fire where they cast all their enemies in, and they shall rejoice in my grace as their enemies burn up before them. Right there before me. In white as wool, white as snow, clothed the bone and one with my father. Body shining in the resurrection like the noonday sun. And in your bowel, and in the bowel of my father, in a pit of fire, in which I confess all my sin, all my old nature. All working of Satan hath been blazed and hath been destroyed. In God's plan, a place where you can forget your old life. It is called the Sea of Forgetfulness. Many of you, many of God's people have started out in the past, and they knew they were supposed to forget their old life, forget their old past teaching, the wrong teaching, working of Satan. And they tried and they tried, but they never could. By the time they thought they had it done, here come their old life upon them. Their old memories of their old life tempted them and overcame them and destroyed them. But one of the gates he places before you, in his memory and in the memory of the Father, is a sea of forgetfulness. Where you can, by grace through faith, not because of any of your works, but by grace through faith, place your old past life, even your old past religious teachings, all condemnation, all guilt. And you don't have to wonder whether they're gone or not. When that blood wipes you, you feel the sword of grace cut them off your life and purge your memory. Listen to me. Fulfilling exactly what the Apostle Paul said, that through the blood you purge your conscience from dead works. The blood is not a weak thing. It's not a religious thing, as most of you have used it. But the blood of God is a powerful thing that moves through your mind and purges out your whole life.
right there before me. Hair and hair white as wool. White as snow. Full of the bone and one with my father. Your body's shining like the sun in the noonday strength. Shining with the glory of your resurrection. And in your memory. And in the memory of my father. Is a sea of forgetfulness. Where I paced my whole past life. And all my mistakes. And all false teaching of faith. And all condemnation. And I accept by faith that they have sunk out of sight. Such a time with you is because of false past religious teachings. Trying to deal the truth to you and some man poisoned your mind, some false prophet. You thought he was a man of God. And when I begin to strike at you with the word of truth, those poisoned words of that man came up, or those men came up in your mind, and you begin to fight me with them. And you thought you were fighting me, but you were really fighting God. And when you got off and got studying about it, he got to pouring it on you, didn't he? Because you weren't fighting me. Oh. Now you can keep holding on to all those little false teachings if you want to. And you're going to get the same reward as that false prophet that gave them to you. And you know where he's going. You know where he's going?
I can tell you where he's going. Zechariah has already said where he's going. He said, the false shepherds that eat up my people, he said, I'm going to place their sins upon them. And said, in my day of judgment, he said, those sins that are thine, said, I'm going to put the blood of the sins of my innocent people upon that false shepherd. And said, in that day of my judgment, he said, I'm going to strike that blood with my fire. And said, they're going to pay for the sins of my people. Oh. 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 Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. Here now, white as wool. White as snow. Oh, clothed the bone and warm with my father. For the garment all the way down to the foot. And in your memory. And in memory of my father. In a sea of forgetfulness. In which now I place. All my past life. All condemnation. All my past mistakes. And I accept. According to your word. That they have sunk out of sight. Forgiveness of sin. The memory of those things will absolutely beat you to death. And especially in a day of religion when God, people have been polluted with religion they've been polluted from there all the way up to the top of their head. You say, well, how are they polluted in their feet? Well, I'll tell you how they're polluted in their feet. They've been taught that one of these days, over on the other side of life, they're going to walk on the streets of New Jerusalem. And so plainly, God said, I sent it down out of heaven, my people to enter in. But being polluted in your feet. Also polluted in the seat of your britches. Doreen, why had all these seats moved out of here? The Lord said there. I said, what's wrong, some of those folks? Said they're polluted in the seat. Said, why? Said they've been used to sitting in religious churches. And said, that was what I call the seat of the scornful. Don't you remember? I said, no, I didn't know it, but I do now. And so the very moment they sit in that seat, they identify themselves as being in a pew, an old religious church, and said Satan strikes them with a do-nothing attitude, and they sit right there and go to sleep. With a few loaves and a few fishes. He said, I had them to start out not in the temple, but I started them out sitting on the grass, identifying himself as being there before my father eat. He said, that's where we'll start out. So that's where you are. You've not only been delivered out of your feet, but you've then had Satan delivered out of the seat of your britches. Seat back.